The Jason and Alexis podcast is brought to you by our friends at Sears Imported Autos, serving four generations of happy, returning customers.
Sears Imported Autos is just 10 minutes west of downtown on 394 in Minnetonka. More information at searsimports.com.
I need service.
Like a refill on your drink?
Or some more dipping sauces?
No, Goobers. I need service on my car.
Oh, okay. But I still want a refill on my drink.
Well, I'm sure the professionals at Sears Imported Autos can help with that because they literally do everything for you.
Yeah, I've heard you mention that. Didn't Colin just take his car into the service department at Sears?
He did, and it was amazing. And we've owned a few car brands. We've been to a few places, but the service at Sears was beyond. They gave him a free Mercedes loaner while his car was being worked on.
Oh, fancy.
Oh, absolutely. And obviously with COVID, safety is so important to the family at Sears. If people request, the service pros at Sears Imported Autos will pick up your car, perform the repairs, clean, disinfect, and get it back to you safe and sound. And I must say, it feels so nice and it gives you that great peace of mind.
I know some places make it a pain to schedule an appointment. How is it at Sears?
So simple. No horrible phone trees. You can schedule an appointment right online at searsimports.com.
No wonder Sears won Best of the Best from Mercedes in 2018 and 2019.
To me, they are fabulous. No, fabulous. Every day, every year, for over 55 years, serving four generations of customers. And let's just say, very few can say that.
Sears Imported Autos, 10 minutes west of downtown Minneapolis on 394.
And online at searsimports.com.
But I'm for ya.
Good morning, everyone. And welcome to the 8 o'clock and final hour of Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment, everything. I'm Jace with Lex.
Or Mo.
Kidding. Let me just tell you what just occurred here, pulling back the curtain.
Oh, man, so, this is great. I have a video I'm going to be sharing shortly.
Yeah, Lex got captured on film, Kenny teaching me how to properly milk something, an animal. And then after that, Dawn
right when
said,
I turned off the mic for the dirt alert, I said.
Dawn said, she comes over the microphone, and you at home, the listeners at home, you can't hear this.
Sometimes Dawn, you can when I leave my mic on.
Yeah. Dawn over the microphone, she says to us, so we finish the segment, blah, 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 blah. We finish the dirt alert, and she goes,
By the way, everyone, I have the horse lady today at 8:30. Horse lady today at 8:30.
That went over the air?
No.
Okay.
I'm dying.
He almost spit.
I had water in my mouth some ibuprofen, and it was just the way Dawn said it. It's just like,
okay, I have the horse lady at 8:30. I rebooked her for 8:30. The horse lady at 8:30.
Oh my
because
gosh.
She's from the horse expo.
Yes, Leslie. We're looking forward to talking to her.
And I love Leslie, but so over the weekend, what made it funnier, Lex, was the fact that over the weekend, Dawn sends us the bio and all the information about the email was the subject line. I love a good subject line that can make me laugh. Mm-hmm. And the subject line was like, you know, horse expo information.
Yeah.
And I said to Dawn, I never thought in my life I would get an email titled horse expo information. And Dawn goes, I make dreams come true.
I did. Yes.
Oh,
like
God. Yes. Yes.
Yes.
So there we go.
Oh, horse my gosh. Expo. It's going to be so much fun to hear what she has to say, because this is something for everybody, even if you don't. Not into horses. It'll be fun to get
they
out
have
and
a special like circus with horses in it. So
oh, yeah.
That's wow, and they're a rare breed.
I love it. I was just dying, just Dawn's bluntness. We have the horse lady today at 8:30.
Sorry, yes. Leslie, I called you the horse lady.
Yeah.
So that's coming up today at 8:30. Right now, though, some TV. TV. We have not talked about this, Lex. We waited for you.
Oh, good.
Oh, and by the way, Kenny, we can put you down for a nap for a few minutes if you want to go under RuPaul. Carpet Square. Yeah, go. Thank it's RuPaul, you. Kenny. Go ahead and nap for a little
Thank
bit. All Stars on Paramount Plus. We haven't talked about this as a group, so let's just do some general observations.
Yeah,
Lex, what are you thinking? How you feeling? Who you liking? Who you hating?
Oh, I'm loving this season. I love Eureka. She always makes me crack up.
Thank you. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Oh yeah, no. I'm glad you agree. I absolutely love her. I think she's got great. Fashion, just hilarious, not as annoying as, well, it was 9 and mostly 10 is when we saw, because remember the injury and everything. I just love Eureka. They split into three different groups of three to do these kind of round talk table discussions. And the group that she was in talking about sex with Trinity K. Bonet, Eureka and Akiria, those are my top three favorites of this whole. So when they got together, I thought, oh, this is great. And then, of course, well, spoiler, we should probably blanket this whole
spoiler alert.
This. They were the best team and they just have a lot of chemistry, but they are my top three favorites. Yeah. How about you guys?
I can't wait to see if it's a threefer. But the reason I reacted the way that I did when I cut you off there is because I said to Colin after the conclusion of this episode, I said, I now feel after a bazillion seasons of RuPaul and every iteration, Eureka is just one of my favorites, period.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She just, out of the entire catalog of queens that we have been introduced to in all of these iterations of Ru, every time Eureka is on one of these shows, she cracks me up. Mm-hmm. I think she is very talented. And she is one of the rare queens that I have never found annoying. You know how sometimes, like some episodes or some seasons, the queen, you know, they'll irritate you every so often. I have always been a fan of Eureka. Always. And
well, have you watched the We're Here, the show on HBO? It's Eureka, Bob the Drag Queen, and yes. Shangela. They're just, it's so good.
They travel the country and like go to places like they went to Branson, Missouri.
Yeah.
That's the episode I watched. And they sort of go to communities where, you know, you don't have drag queens and they educate people who would normally not. Would run from drag queens or have opinions.
And they do a whole makeover and then a competition. Yes. And it's so good.
That's a good one.
All three of them are probably my favorites of all time. And you'll love, if you haven't checked it out, We're Here.
Dawn, what are you thinking?
First of all, I love that show. So this is the Pink Table Talk. I thought, oh God, I hate it when they do chat shows. I just don't love it. But this was really good. I was like, they didn't show a lot of their normal, like, this is how the filming process went. And this is people messing up because it kind of gives you a clue of like who's going to go home.
Yeah.
They just went straight to the actual shows that they created, which I loved. And the first one with Eureka, I was like, that was great. Like,
yes.
That was so natural. They talked as themselves. I didn't expect that. And I just thought, wow, that was a real conversation. And then
downhill.
It went downhill. And the last one was the worst. Like, I'm sorry, but the group that came last really was not great. And the reason why was because they weren't being themselves.
No.
You know, I'm sorry. I'm a huge fan of Jan, but she was in the bottom because she thought she was bringing it down. Which she was a little bit, but she was still very presentational and not herself.
Yeah. She's trying too hard.
It's funny, Dawn. I will have to detour from you on this one. Jan is my least favorite.
Oh, I know.
Colin climbs the walls when Jan is on. We're talking RuPaul's Drag Race All Stars on Paramount Plus, if you just tuned in. There is something.
Trying too hard.
Lex, I think that's what it is. And that's a shame because I think somewhere in there, and I think maybe that's what the judges were trying to get to her.
Yeah.
Somewhere in there, I'm sure, I think she's a nice person. I think there's a, there, she could be uber, uber successful. Mm-hmm. She is a classic example of someone that sometimes gets in their own way.
Absolutely. Yeah. Because when she was on season, was it 11?
11.
11. Okay. She was so over the top all the time. I really liked her because I think she's talented. She has a great singing voice. She's in that group with Rosé, Stephanie's child.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I have, you know, an affection for her because of that. And she can dance. Her Lady Gaga was great. She won last week for that. But she still has that quality that, like, part of this is personality. And
yeah,
you have to be likable, and she just doesn't. I think that all of that, like, I'm just a positive person, I'm a cheerleader for everyone. Oof. I think that is actually a guarded thing that's hiding. She uses that to hide from the audience and deflect who she really is, because there's something underneath that.
Yeah, because if it's one of those, it's another example of, if you have to tell people you're nice.
I'm really positive all the time. Okay. It's like, well, maybe you're using that as a shield, you know?
You know who I also consistently love, and I will put her right up with Eureka, is Ginger Minj. Ginger is just, I realize this too on this episode. She is an all-time favorite of mine.
Agreed.
She's another one. Her and Eureka, whenever they're on whatever, I enjoy her. I think Ginger is immensely talented.
And I also think that it was such a funny, like, karma moment when she won the whole episode. She wasn't even in the winning group.
No.
That was weird, first of all, but that she won, and she wanted to have the topic of motherhood because Ginger Minj is starting the adoption process.
Mm-hmm.
And so that would have made sense. But mm-hmm. then Scarlett made such a, I know they did rock, paper, scissors, but she's like, I'm not very competitive, but I'm going to really fight for this. Got it. And then was terrible.
Horrible.
Yeah.
Not nice about it. And talk about someone who's fakey fake.
Yeah,
Charlotte was right up there with Jan.
She really was. I think what happened correctly.
Yeah, exactly.
But I will say that outfit she had on,
oh, yes,
that was her grandparents' love letters that
beautiful.
She had printed on fabric. And she is a beautiful queen. Like, looks like a goddess.
The makeup is on point every time.
And a good looking out of drag as well.
Oh yeah, very.
Sure.
Oh,
it's got the long hair. Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So would you guys have sent Jan home instead of Scarlett?
Yep.
Oh, you would have. Okay.
I would have.
I would not. But
yeah, I think
I really think that Jan needs to make a huge change, and she needs, because she realizes she got a lot of critiques on season 11 about how she was too over the top.
Yeah.
She needs to break through that thing.
Yep, she does.
To be real, and she will go home soon.
And why? Yeah.
Yeah. 8:17, when we come back, Elizabeth Reese and the Dirt Alert, and a little bit later, the Horse Lady.
Warning, here comes a cliche, ladies. Your smile is your calling card to the world.
Yeah, even though people can't see our smiles on the radio.
Well, they can sense we're smiling even during your dad jokes, Lex.
Dawn, I don't know if I would categorize that post-joke look as smiling.
Rude!
All jokes aside, your smile is so important, and if you don't like yours for whatever reason, it can be debilitating. It can really affect the quality of your life. And that's why we're so proud to represent Dr. Amy Hughes at Hughes Dental. Dr. Amy has her fantastic virtual smile consults. Here's how it works. You email Dr. Amy with your smile concerns. You can even upload a pic at hughes-dental.com. And Dr. Amy will send you back a private video message detailing an action plan. And here's one of the best things. There's no pressure to buy. She doesn't believe in that stuff. This is your year to change your smile. And yes, here's another cliche, change your life.
And she's the best at cosmetic dentistry. Don't you have a fun nickname for Dr. Amy, Jace?
I sure do. The Yoda of cosmetic dentistry.
Trust her, we do.
Very good Yoda there, Dawn. Contact Dr. Amy and take advantage of her virtual smile consults at hughes-dental.com. And don't forget, Dr. Amy can be your regular dentist too. She's my regular dentist. Again, that's Hughes-Dental.com.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning. It's time to get caught up on all the big entertainment stories of the day. And for that, we turn to Elizabeth Reese and the Dirt Alert. Hello, Elizabeth.
Well, good morning, you guys. Welcome to another week.
All right.
Another week.
That's
we made
what it is. Boy, over the weekend, I don't know if you were following Jamie Lynn Spears getting just dragged across the internet.
Ooh, oh, yeah.
Man, her sister, Britney Spears, not happy with her. And Britney has been quite prolific on the old IG, posting all sorts of things about how she feels about her current situation and people in her life who maybe haven't been very genuine. So Jamie Lynn posted a vague message about peace along with some mirror selfies after Britney posted a social media message that was aimed at Jamie Lynn, their father, and Britney's critics. Jamie Lynn wrote, "May the peace of the Lord be with you and your spirit." And then she turned off the comments. Britney, for her part, shared quite a post on Saturday talking about her fight to end her conservatorship. She said, "For those of you who choose to criticize my dancing videos on social media, look, I'm not going to be performing on any stages anytime soon with my dad handling what I wear, say, do, or think. I've done that for the past 13 years. And then she said, "I don't like that my sister showed up at an award show and performed my songs to remixes."
Yikes.
Right?
We never knew that there was beef between them.
No.
This is kind of the first time.
No.
Yeah. I wonder if they're going to get together for Thanksgiving.
I don't think so.
Probably not, Lex.
Here's what she said, too. Britney said, "There's nothing worse than when the people closest to you who never showed up for you post things in regard to your situation, whatever it may be, and speak righteously for support. There's nothing worse than that." You know, what's interesting is we sort of analyze the tone of Britney's messages, which I think, you know, we've been doing all along, right?
Yeah.
Every time she posts something, we're like, what's happening here? And we try to analyze it in like a kind and understanding way. We're also like pointing out, hey, something's off here. Mm-hmm. What's interesting is that she is still doing this sort of like dot, 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 ellipses, and then space, and then three exclamation points. That's her signature style of writing.
Oh, okay.
But she's much more punchy and making more sense. It's not as it's not feeling as like run on blah 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 blah. It's feeling more like boom boom, take it, boom.
Yeah.
Got it.
You're right. It does feel like
is
that.
A weird way to analyze that. I don't know.
There's like a different tone. There's a much, even though what she's saying, I mean, she's saying F you and a whole bunch of other things.
Lots of F yous.
It does seem more coherent, maybe.
Right, more pointed.
Yeah. Maybe she stopped taking the medication that they were
forcing on
her.
That's what I was wondering.
Yeah.
More definitive. It seemed, you know, it's just, it's kind of the same in like the tone of her voice that we heard on the recording of her court appearance versus her Instagram videos. And her Instagram, I mean, because her Instagram videos are like, hello, blah, blah, blah. And I'm not making fun of her. I'm just saying, like, that's the tone, blah, blah, blah. And then she comes out saying, I don't want this conservatorship. I mean, it's much more, her voice has deepened and she's standing more firm in it. And that's what's also funny when you watched Framing Britney Spears. You heard that she didn't always have that kind of high pitched, sort of floaty tone to her voice. I'm getting really deep in the weeds with this.
Thank you.
I rub my eyes.
We feel the same way.
Very interesting. Katy Perry has a really great relationship with Orlando Bloom's ex-wife Miranda Kerr, and I like when people can do this. So
there's a
Bloom,
kid involved too.
Yes, and Orlando Bloom and Miranda were married from 2010 to 2013. They have their son Flynn. And then Miranda Kerr went on and got married to Evan Spiegel in 2017. They have two kids. And then, of course, Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom now have their daughter. And they very much get along. Like, they get along well. They have taken part in lots of family events together. And Miranda talked about how Flynn brought everyone closer. That the focus is they just do the best thing for Flynn. And that's the most important thing. And they really connect. I think it's really great.
Yeah.
Enough about the kid. Let's talk about Orlando Bloom for just a second, because he is an example of someone that has actually gotten better looking with age.
It's absolutely true. He's like J-Lo. Let's think of other people. There are a lot.
He has aged like a brick of cheese. He has aged so well.
He definitely is better looking, because I don't think I even thought that he was that attractive like in his 20s.
Was it the paddleboarding picture?
I don't know. I think he's just...
Or maybe because he's happy with Katie.
He beefed up a little bit. He's got really good like little wrinkles around his eyes that show that he's happy and smiley.
Yeah. I would argue he probably has the best male chest of any star I've seen in a long time.
I haven't really looked at that.
He has a really great...
to have a contest, though. Best male chest.
Yeah, and Alexis is right.
Jason Momoa is pretty up there.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Boy, speaking of him, I just watched... we're apparently rewatching Game of Thrones at our house.
The first three
episodes last night, and I came downstairs and I was like, "What's happening here? This is not a summer show. What are we doing?" And Jay was like, "We're going to rewatch this." And you know, he cheated on me on that show.
And then I didn't watch it.
And it was really, it was something that many moons of therapy have gotten us to a place where I think we can move forward.
Yes.
And now we're trying again.
Yeah.
But now I'm all stressed out. I've been all stressed all morning. That is a very stressful show.
There's a lot going on. Oh, yeah. You need a diagram of all the different houses and who's
where
and what.
That's why I gave up on it, Lex, remember?
It's kind of helpful, though. I've watched the first couple seasons. And now going back, I'm like, oh, I get this. I understand. Like, I'm not so confused. Jason, it might be worth it. You know, winter is coming. that when the winter comes.
You could give it another try.
Yeah. I'm thinking about it a lot today, which is distracting. Mm. And it's only 8:27.
A lot of nudity.
So I don't know.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it's boobs all day long in the beginning.
Yeah,
well, Kenny woke up, so there we go. Elizabeth Reese, today at 3 on Twin Cities Live. We have a special guest when we return. Back in a moment.
And now on Jason and Alexis in the Morning, a message from our sponsor from like the 70s or 80s.
After you take away the bread, cheese, lettuce, tomatoes, and mayonnaise, what have you got? Well, with Oscar Mayer Bologna, you've got meat, and lots of it. Cuts from the beef brisket, chuck, round, and flank. Cuts of pork side and shoulder, never cereal or filler. Oscar Mayer Bologna. Oh. The beginning of a beautiful sandwich.
This has been a Jason and Alexis Classic Commercial. We now return you to our regularly scheduled mediocre radio show.
Bologna.
I'm not a fan of saying bologna.
No, I've never heard that before this.
Yeah. Bologna.
Just to throw that out there. Bologna. I don't want to hurt anyone's feelings.
What are you, from France or something?
Bologna. Jason and Alexis in the Morning. Home of everything entertainment. Everything Bologna. I'm Jace with Lex, Dawn, and Kenny. We've been doing this for a while, and then the company made it official and formal, and that is celebrating local companies. I think it's been a benchmark and a cornerstone of what we do on the station, whether it's in the commercials that you hear us do, Lex and Dawn and Kenny and I and all the on-air talent, to just our conversations. I mean, I always say that on our very first broadcast, many, many years ago, Lex and I, we did Ab Fab, which was a celebration of people, places, and things, and many of them local. Well, now we're doing it in a more formal fashion with a program called My Talk Loves Local, highlighting great local things, places, and things that you will enjoy. And today, it's all about horses.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Horses. We have Leslie Stewart on the line to talk about the Minnesota Horse Expo. Hi, Leslie.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Thanks for the opportunity to talk about the expo.
Oh, no. Thank you for being here and getting up early. Now, people hear expo and they think, oh, okay, it's this and there's vendors and stuff. But just a pretty easy question right off the bat. What is the Horse Expo? How do you do a Horse Expo?
You know, that's a good question, and sometimes I ask myself how we do it. Basically, the Horse Expo is the largest equine trade show, so you're right, there's a lot of shopping going on here. But it also has to do with the celebration of the horse. It's not just for horse owners. It's for anyone who loves and appreciates these magnificent animals. We have demonstrations. We have breed demonstrations. We have a parade every day, actually, just for fun. We have a lot of education and training for people who do own horses and anything that's equine related. And then we have some of the fun stuff. We have some great presenters doing some pretty wild things. We have entertainment. We have Cirque Maceo, which is kind of like a Cirque de Soleil, except with horses.
Wow.
Pretty wild, actually.
Are they like backbending and doing...
Wow. Absolutely.
Okay.
And they do vaulting on the horses. And we've had them once or twice before, but they have a brand new presentation with new animals, a brand new big top tent. And the tent is fun, you have to admit. Kind of like the old circus stuff, only a lot more talented, frankly.
Wow.
We also have a lot of free stuff, too. We've got pony rides for the kids that are free. We have wagon rides for people all day long. This year, we have something really special for the kids. We have a unicorn pony.
No.
What?
Yeah, we do. We have a little live unicorn pony.
Oh, that's sweet.
With rainbow hair? Or how? Let's get the visual here.
I don't have the visual because I haven't actually seen her yet.
Oh,
but
it's a
I understand she's absolutely adorable.
Oh, I love it.
Cute.
Is there a weight limit?
Yeah.
Can Jason and I and Kenny and Don ride? Take a ride on the unicorn?
For the pony rides, we do have a little bit of a weight limit, I'm afraid.
Oh, man.
How
okay.
dare you, Leslie?
Shoot.
How dare you?
I know.
You need a big one for the childish adults.
There we go.
Who want to ride that unicorn?
But there's also plenty of opportunities to, you know, get hands-on with some horses. And we have not only one of the largest horses I've ever seen in my life. I can't even see over his back. And
whoa.
I'm a tall person.
What breed?
But the little tiny miniature horses, too, which are so fun to watch.
Oh, so cute. You just want to take them home.
What
yeah. breed is that large horse?
Yeah.
It's one of the draft breeds. I believe it's either a Shire or a Percheron, but he's 20 hands high, and a hand is equal to 4 inches. And that's his shoulder measurement. His head is even higher than that.
Whoa.
And he probably, yeah, I'm guessing he probably weighs, well, he's well over a ton.
Whoa. And he's going to be in the parade, or can we pet him? Or?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Whoa.
Okay, so Dawn
asked
you.
That's the fun part about Expo.
Yeah, Dawn asked you about the big pony. Anyone that knows me knows that I have been begging my mother-in-law for almost 10 years now to buy me a mini pony, a little mini horse. Now, did I hear you right, Leslie? There are going to be mini ponies there?
Absolutely there are. Quite a few of them, actually.
Can you purchase?
And
may I touch the animals?
Yes, you may touch the animals, okay. as long as you ask their handler first.
Yeah, ask first, yeah.
May I purchase any of them?
Right. Oh, no.
We do have security at the expo grounds, Jason, so this could be a problem for you.
Hang up on her now, Dawn. Hang up on her now.
The guy with the big duffel bag. Watch out.
How many security guards do you have, Leslie? I just want to know what I'm up against.
I don't think I'm going to share that with you right now.
There are plainclothes security guards, so you won't even know which ones are going to...
Fine, Leslie.
Yeah.
Take all my fun away, wanting to take the
sorry about that.
But no, all kidding aside, you can, as long as you ask the handler, you can go up to the animals and see them and touch them and all of that stuff?
Absolutely.
Okay. Oh,
yes, you can.
Funny.
So not only can you watch the demonstrations and watch the horses perform for you, but a lot of the people that bring their horses to the expo want to interact with the public. So the barns are open to everybody. You can come up and pet the horses. And a lot of our horse owners will also take the animals out on the streets, on the fairgrounds, and walk up and down and let you pet them there.
You have 100 different breeds of horses that are going to be here at the expo. Is that right?
Wow.
There can be. I'm not sure, actually, what the final count is yet for this year. This is a very unusual year for us since we're holding it in July. Mm. And to be honest with you, I can't remember a warm day at Expo ever, so this is going to be very different.
Oh. Yeah. Wow.
Well, we normally hold it the end of April.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Well,
so we postponed it this year.
Well, we are very excited. I'm very excited to not steal any mini ponies. And Lex is excited for the unicorn.
Yeah.
Dawn, obviously, for that large horse.
I want the, yes.
Wow.
Yes.
And this is going to be great. So it's July. So Leslie, it's July 23rd, 24th, and 25th at the fairgrounds, right?
That's correct. From 8:30 till 7 on Friday and Saturday, and 8:30 till 5 p.m. on Sunday. And, admission is $13 for adults and $9 for seniors and youth. Free for little kids.
Okay.
And the interesting thing about this event is that it's run almost entirely by volunteers.
Oh wow.
This is great. Just people who
we are nonprofit.
Yeah.
And all of the profits that we get out of this event go to the Minnesota Horse Council to support things like grants and scholarships, horse welfare, disaster relief, things like that.
Oh, that's fantastic.
That's a really good cause too.
Oh,
and
people are gonna love that.
Yeah. So I'm a volunteer.
Well, thank you for volunteering to put up with us today. We appreciate it. And
this
Leslie,
was fun. Thank you.
I promise you, I will behave myself. I will not. There'll be no need for security. Okay.
Absolutely, I believe you.
Okay.
Leslie Stewart, everybody, thank you so much, Leslie. Again, you can get tickets for the Minnesota Horse Expo at mnhorseexpo.org. I'm sure Alexis already has the link on her show page if you want to make it even easier. And it is July 23rd, 24th, and 25th at the fairgrounds.
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday this weekend.
Thank you, Leslie. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with Alexis's Jump the Shark when we come back. Life was a willow
and it bent right to your wind. I had difficulty facing the day.
I could not stay alert.
I stopped bending my limbs.
I ate soup with my hands.
I made robot noises during important meetings.
I would stare at people until they became uncomfortable.
Then a friend suggested Jason and Alexis. Their mix of entertainment news, pop culture musings, interviews, animal stories, crafting tips, and random, sometimes confusing comments have given me balance and the will to be a better me. Hello, world.
Maybe you're ready for Jason and Alexis. One quick listen should cause instant gratification. Side effects are a concern and may include uncontrollable giggling, unnecessary profanity, hot liquid diarrhea, puddles of constant drool, shrub-like toe fungus, mangled and deteriorated intestines, gelatinous clotting mucus, explosive anal emission. But these are minor. To find out if Jason and Alexis are right for you, ask your doctor. Or don't, because really, what do they know? Do whatever you want. I don't care.
Welcome back. Seriously. Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk.
It's brilliant.
We're streaming worldwide on our My Talk app. I'm Jason, Lex, Dawn, and Kenny. Now, I'm just going to get right to it. I was going to, and we got to talk about the anti-sex beds tomorrow.
Oh my gosh.
Because a gymnast, Alexis, I would ask you about it right now, but a gymnast just debunked that. So we got to talk about that tomorrow.
That is the most ridiculous thing that could have definitely been Jump the Shark. But yeah. Let's definitely talk about that tomorrow.
Yeah, but right now, I am dying to know what this is about. Alexis has today's Jump the Shark.
I'm jumping the shark, shark.
Hey. It's not as good as it used to be.
Things have gotten worse, not better.
What happened to you?
Jump the shark.
It was Dumpamundo.
Yeah, I got something Dumpamundo. It is called sunblock contouring.
Oh,
have you heard of this before, Dawn?
I have not, but I saw it on the sheet and I thought I was reading all your things you added and I'm like, oh my God, what the hell is that?
What is this, Lex?
Don't do this, okay, everybody? I saw a news report while on vacation and I thought, oh, this is craziness. Okay, so some people who are tanning and now just wanting to get a little sun-kissed will strategically put the sunblock on their faces where they wouldn't put contour. So on their jawline, on their cheekbones, where they would want to contour to add dimension. So it's natural.
Like when you watch RuPaul's Drag Race and you're like, should I be doing that every day with my makeup?
Yes.
Right. And they're putting a darker color than their skin tone on the places they want to highlight and contour, so it makes it look more dimensional.
Yes. Yeah.
So some people are naturally doing that. Well, it's not natural at all, but they're not putting sunblock on areas of their face for beauty reasons versus just covering their face up.
So some people are burning just strips.
Just strips of their face.
Stupid.
It's so dumb. Don't do that.
People are really doing this?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
I want to see the fails.
Oh, my gosh. They're probably epic and blistery and... No.
A small joy from the trip that we took was obviously there are a lot of shirtless people at the pool in Hawaii. And obviously it's a mix of people from all over the world, over the country.
Yeah.
And
There
was a gentleman who had quite perfectly and quite literally such pale skin, but his arms, unlike me, it seems he wore a tank top every day of his life.
Oh, yeah.
Because he took his shirt off one day and it was it looked like he still had a tank top on because the outline, he was so white on his belly, but then his arms and his shoulders were bright red from wearing the tank top. It really did look like he still, other than his nipples being shown, it looked like he still had a shirt on because of how distinct the sunburn was and burned in the perfect shape of the tank top he was wearing.
Ouch.
And he was down at the pool every day trying to, I felt so bad for him. His little arms were so red. I'm like, we called him tank top guy because he never looked like he took his tank top off. He always had it on. So, don't do this, people.
Don't do it. Sunblock contouring, not worth it.
No. SPF 30, 50. Mm-hmm. Do what you have to do.
I guess if you want to, you could do different levels of SPF that still are covered. You'll get some coverage, but that's not worth
it. Do like a 10 or 20. I mean, if you want a little bit.
And then do 50.
Like, hey, let's put like Free Britney on our chest. You know, messages.
Oh, right. Oh, did you used to do that? Put a sticker?
Oh, yeah.
No. When I tan. Little hearts on bunny. my hips and pelvis area. Not like anyone was seeing it or anything, but you know,
You were putting that in your pelvis area.
You get a choice of like a star, a heart, or a Playboy bunny.
Yeah,
and I always chose the Playboy bunny.
Shock.
And I made sure to. There's a little eye hole. You need to poke that through so that you can see. You know.
All surprised that Dawn picked the Playboy bunny. Please raise your hand right now.
Teen tanning. Oh my gosh.
We went to get our fish fry at Pinebrook up at the cabin. And again, I just today is a week that I got back from the trip. And we sit down and one of the servers, she didn't mean anything by it, but we were laughing the whole weekend. One of the servers that we see quite often, she comes by the table and she's like, oh, Jason and Colin, welcome back. And she looks at me and she looks me up and down. She goes, I thought you would have been Tanner. I thought you would have been Tanner from Hawaii. And I'm like, what? I'm like, I think I'm pretty tan.
You're very tan.
Yeah.
So the whole weekend.
With the lights off?
The whole weekend out on the pontoon, I'm laying out and Mama Haas goes, hope you're going to be tan enough. Hope you're going to get tan enough for Grace at the Pine Brook. I'm like, I know. I'm working on it. So,
Hey, milking lessons up. The tweet's out, so check that out. It's squeeze and pull, right, Kenny?
Oh, my.
Squeeze and pull. Alexis and Kenny teaching me how to milk something. Lex in the Cities. Go find it right now. Go out there
and be voguing.
Oh, yeah. While I'm milking. Go out there and be yourself. Nobody can tell you're doing it wrong, right, Lex?
That's right. You be you. Have a fantastic day. We love you so very much, and we'll talk tomorrow. Donna and Steve up next.